You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
4WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Democratic state lawmakers have introduced a package of bills seeking to send a message about resisting the Trump administration's agenda. Among the bills are one to withhold state payments to the federal government if the federal government withholds funding to the state, one to create guardrails on how the state submits personal information to the federal government, and one allowing the state to impose liens on federal properties in response to funding freezes. State Democrats say they know the bills have nearly no chance of moving forward. A bipartisan bill at the Capitol would create a grant program to help smaller police agencies in Wisconsin address staffing shortages. Beloit Democrat Representative Clinton Anderson says very few of these smaller departments are able to send someone to the police academy. The proposed grant program would cover cost of academy training and on-the-job training for a recruit if a department has an officer retiring within 6 months or has more than 20% of officer positions unfilled. Anderson introduced the legislation alongside Democratic Senator Brad Paff and Republican Senator Jesse James and Representative Bob Donovan. The Milwaukee Health Department is warning about infections linked to tattoos. Health officials say the cases may involve exposure to a bacteria known as nontuberculosis mycobacteria that can cause infections beneath the skin during tattooing. The health department began receiving complaints last month from minors with the infected tattoos linked to an unlicensed provider operating under the name Da Vinci Way, Inc. The provider has been cited for tattooing minors and operating without a license. Tattoo artists in Milwaukee are required to be certified and licensed to ensure they follow safety protocols. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have fallen 1.7 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.95 a gallon. According to Gas Buddy's survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin, prices in Wisconsin are 3 cents per gallon higher than a month ago and stand 27.7 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. According to Gas Buddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.49 a gallon, while the most expensive was $3.49 a gallon, a difference of $1 per gallon. The national average price of gasoline has fallen 1.8 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.07 a gallon. The national average is down 5.2 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 32.8 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to Gas Buddy data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has decreased 1.7 cents in the last week and stands at $3.45 per gallon. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said average gas prices declined in nearly all states over the last week as refineries ramped up output and gasoline supplies surged. He added, while a few states experienced price cycling, a pattern where prices drop sharply and then spike every couple of weeks, the overall gentle downward trend is typical as summer progresses. If oil prices continue to rise gradually, it could eventually impact gas prices. But for now, we likely won't see any major shifts at the pump in most areas this week. All Grace team captains are reminded that T-shirt orders are due today to the Grace office. Iowa County Sheriff Michael Peterson reports that Sunday afternoon, officers from the Mineral Point Police Department, Iowa County Sheriff's Office, and Wisconsin State Patrol responded to Clowney Street in the city of Mineral Point for a disturbance. This contact resulted in the arrest of 42-year-old Matthew Rohowitz following a series of threatening and disorderly actions that escalated into a public safety incident. The incident began at approximately 4:10 when Iowa County 911 Center was contacted regarding threatening and profane messages sent by Rohowitz. Responding officers located him at a Clowney Street address where he initially refused to cooperate. Officers were shown a message in which Rohowitz stated an intent to murder a member of the Iowa County Sheriff's Office. As officers attempted to explain the legal implications of violating bond conditions, Rohowitz fled the scene on foot, ignoring commands to stop. Despite deployment of a taser, Rojowitz evaded capture temporarily and was ultimately located hiding in the women's restroom of an establishment on High Street. After refusing initial commands to exit, he eventually surrendered and was taken into custody without further incident around 4:55. Matthew Rojowitz faces charges of misdemeanor disorderly conduct, misdemeanor resisting an officer, felony battery or threat to a law enforcement officer, and 5 counts of felony bail jumping. Matthew Rojowitz remains at the Iowa County Jail awaiting a bond hearing in Iowa County Circuit Court. Today's forecast calls for mostly sunny, more mild, and a high of 79. Ordering online has never been easier, and scammers know it. If you shopped from a sponsored ad or unfamiliar website and were later told your package is stuck in customs due to tariffs, be cautious. Reports to BBB Scam Tracker show this excuse is increasingly being used by scammers to delay or ignore refund requests. Common red flags to watch for are: the seller blames tariffs or customs for excessive delays, you're asked to pay more money after placing your order, tracking numbers are fake or show delivery to the wrong location, and customer service is unhelpful, scripted, or stops responding entirely. To shop with caution online and avoid scams, look beyond the ad. Scammers can pay for sponsored ads on social media or search engines, just like legitimate businesses. Always research a company first, especially if you haven't heard of them. Check the reviews, all of them. Look up the business name with words like scam or complaint and see what pops up. Inspect the website carefully. Look for misspellings, poor grammar, or URLs that are suspicious. A site that looks polished can still be fake, especially if it is advertised through a sponsored social media post. Use a credit card for online purchases. Credit cards often offer stronger fraud protection than debit cards or payment apps. If you don't receive your product, you're more likely to be able to dispute the charge successfully. Avoid paying extra fees after checkout. Once you've completed a purchase, legitimate sellers won't ask for additional shipping or customs payments. For more information or further inquiries, contact the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau at bbb.org/Wisconsin. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
It's the Brewers and the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball game 2 of the Brewers and Braves series tonight in Milwaukee. The Brewers looking to bounce back after losing last night 7-1. Atlanta's Matt Olson smacking a 2-run homer off the first pitch thrown by Brewers lefty D.L. Hall in the 5th.
Coming out of the pen, you can't be soft out the gate. You gotta go right at him, and I kind of eased into the first pitch, and he made me pay for it. He's a good hitter. So he did what he was supposed to do. I should have been locked in sooner.
The Braves ending their 7-game losing streak. NFL, the Packers begin their 3-day minicamp. Quarterback Jordan Love asked about facing Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers in October in Pittsburgh.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be awesome. I'm excited for it. You know, I can't wait to be on different sides, meeting up. And I know we'll talk pregame, things like that. And hopefully we can exchange jerseys after.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Lilo & Stitch is still the box office champ. The biggest hit of the summer so far pulled in $32 million last weekend and is now pushing $800 million globally at the box office. The film is showing some great gams with only a 50% drop despite being in its third week of release. The number two spot goes to From the World of John Wick, Ballerino, which brought in a less than expected $26 million in its opening weekend and $51 million globally. The eighth installment of Mission Impossible saw only a 45% drop in its third week of release. Final Reckoning is currently at $450 million globally. Karate Kid Legends brought in $8.5 million to come in fourth place, and gruesome horror film Final Destination Bloodlines continues to show incredible staying power by coming in fifth place and pulling in $6.5 million in its fourth week. The film has now pulled in $250 million worldwide. The 2025 Tonys are in the books, and the big winner from Sunday night's event was Maybe Happy Ending. The production, a love story about two abandoned robots, was named Best Musical and brought in 6 other awards as well. According to Variety, the play struggled to find an audience until the reviews came in. Similar to the moving picture box office, the theater industry seems to be back on track following the pandemic, with $1.89 billion in ticket sales, which is a record. Brendan Jacobs Jenkins became only the third playwright to win Tonys in consecutive years, with this this year's Purpose, a hilarious look at a civil rights leader's dysfunctional family, which won Best Play. Other highlights from the evening include Succession's Sarah Snook, who was named Best Leading Actress in a Play for The Picture of Dorian Gray. And in sad Tony news that really isn't that sad, George Clooney was a bridesmaid for Best Performance by a Leading Actor in Good Night and Good Luck. Still nice to be nominated, or so I'm told. Hollywood oddball Jared Leto has been accused of sexual misconduct from 9 women. According to Airmail, the Oscar-winning actor has a history of texting underage girls, even calling them in the middle of the night and making inappropriate sexual remarks. According to Yahoo Entertainment, one alleged victim, a Los Angeles DJ, claims she was assaulted backstage by Leto, even though she was only 17 at the time. Representatives for the My So-Called Life actor deny all claims. Netflix has released the trailer for Tyler Perry's latest Madea installment, Madea Destination Wedding. Please don't turn off the radio. Say what you want about Perry and this franchise, which is now 20 years old, but it is impressive that not one of the films has ever been rated fresh on Rotten Tomatoes, and they keep getting greenlit. The franchise started in 2005 with Diary of a Mad Black Woman. For what it's worth, Perry has been part of good films and projects. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny and warmer today with a high in the upper 70s to near 80 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the low 60s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny and even warmer with a high in the mid 80s. Scattered thunderstorms are possible tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.